The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Ira Silver. It is Tuesday around 2 o'clock on the East Coast. I got my man Devin Ellington with me and John Ryan. Devin, how are you today?
I am living the dream, man. I wish that both of the dogs would have bit last night, but I'll take one. I'll take one.
John, how are you?
About the same way, Ira. You know, I could have used both of those dogs, but I did have Green Bay last night, but, you know, On to today.
Yeah, I had a pretty poor day myself. So hopefully we'll turn it around today. We got some interesting things to talk about. We got a little MLB, got some NBA. I got a couple picks for NFL already for Tuesday. Looking forward to next week's game. So let's jump right into it. Before we do, as always, give a shout out to our sponsors over at manscaped.com. Go check out the new and improved lawnmower 3.0 with their water resistant technology. It is fantastic. I love mine, so should you. Go to manscaped.com, type in the promo code HOOPBALL20, that's HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com, get 20% off and free shipping. We're going to kick this off. I doubt anyone will hear this pod and get this play in before it goes, but we got the Miami Marlins and Alcantara against Freed and the Braves. The Braves are a huge favorite in this one, minus 220. Over under 8 with the Marlins on the comeback at plus 180. I already bet the Marlins plus 182. I bet them +1.5, minus 110 as well. I just think that they match up pretty good against this Braves team. And if the pitching can give them a little bit of run here, I think that the Marlins can pull out the victory here. John, I'll throw this one to you. Any thoughts on this Miami-Atlanta game?
Yeah, I'm on board with you, Ira. I think clearly the value, which is a word I don't like, but in this situation, it is certainly a valid point is to be on the Marlins. And I like Sandy Alcantara, and I have some metrics in that are from the high-end category. It comes from Baseball Savant, if you guys are familiar with them. So I give credit to Dan over there for that. So I use those numbers. I've been able to import them into my models as well. But anyway, Max Fried does have one of the lowest exit velocities in Major League Baseball at 83 miles an hour. Just 23% of his batted balls are defined as hard hit. And on paper, significantly better metrics than Alcantara. However, if you look at their K percentage and walk percentage per at bat, they're near equals. And further, the percentage of barreled pitches are at excellent levels, with Fried having the better percentage by a modest amount. And overall, the categories still reveal that there is great opportunity to get a near 2-to-1 dog with an excellent pitcher on the mound.
Yeah, I also bet the Marlins to win the series, which is,
yeah, I agree.
I guess a little crazy here, but I thought that the value was there, so I went ahead and did it. I think I got 240 on the series, so I definitely laid that. I definitely got down on that as well. Devin, what do you got to say here? You like the Fish or you like the Braves?
You know, after hearing you guys talk about it, I was a little apprehensive at first, but you know, I like those velocity and numbers for Fried, because if you look at this Marlins team, I don't think their hitting metrics really are dependent on exit velocity and power. You have guys that are veterans like Matt Joyce and the Dirty Bird, Mr. Birdie, you know, that get out there and they just do what they need to do to be able to get the ball in play. And I think you're seeing the younger guys take that approach also. So the exit velocity actually doesn't worry me that much. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think the Marlins get the victory today. So hopefully we're right about that one. Next game on the board, we got the Houston Astros and Valdez, the lefty, against Manea and the Athletics, another lefty, -110 to both sides is what I'm seeing here in my bookie.ag, over under 9 runs, shaded to the over, -120. John, give us some thoughts here on this one, lefty versus lefty, Astros, Athletics.
Well, we were wrong with the A's yesterday. That was one of my 7 stars. I think I actually gave it out as a free 7-star pick, so it wasn't too much free about that. But I like the A's again tonight. They are a team that I actually bet to win the World Series. And I know that's a long shot, but that's how everything came out. Plus, it would be pretty cool to see the Moneyball, Billy Bean, real guy, actually win it. So I inherently like cheering for the dogs. If you look at their lineups, nobody really has tremendous exit velocities, like you see on the Yankee squad and the Dodgers. They do have Matt Olson and Sean Murphy, which are in the 92 range on average. But these are both teams that are hitting teams that can string singles, doubles together. And statistically speaking, the greatest rally killer is actually not done by the defense, but it's called the 3-run homer. And believe it or not, that is the truth. A 3-run homer will stop any crooked number from getting bigger. So I think with this lineup in place and the way the Oakland A's play fundamentally sound baseball, and they're not afraid to hit the other way, they're not afraid to, you know, it's not embarrassing for them to hit behind the runner and advance a teammate to scoring position. And I say that sarcastically because a lot of teams, I think, have lost that focus. So I like the A's to come back here in a big game. I also like them to eliminate the Houston Astros and move on to the ALCS.
Ooh, a little series price on the A's down 1-0. I like it. I might have to take a look at that one myself. Devin, I know you were on the Astros last night. Are you with us today on the A's? Or are you going opposite again, man? I hate when we're on the opposite sides.
Yeah. Yeah, imagine how I felt yesterday being the, you know, 2-to-1 guy. I think I'm probably just going to look at the first 5 under here. I was incorrect. I said yesterday that Framble Valdez hasn't been in this postseason rotation, but look, here he is. He's going to be starting today. So I don't think he made any starts prior to this one, though. So he was a really good first 5 under pitcher throughout this regular season. And I know I went on the point about regular season to postseason. But like you said, we got some fundamental ball clubs here, some really good old school managers and Dusty Baker and Bob Melvin. They're going to look at capitalizing when they need to. And if you can do that here and there in the 5th, sure. But you're really going to set yourself up for the back half of the game, in my opinion.
A's +180 to win the series, by the way. Just looked it up. We got another here's a back-to-back days here for the Yankees and the Rays as well. We got the Rays and Glasnow on the mound against Davey Garcia and the Yankees. Yankees even money. Rays are slight favorites here, -120, over under 8.5. Shaded to the over, -115. John, we were let down by the Tampa Bay Rays yesterday. Started the game off pretty good. And, you know, a lot attributed to what you said, Gerrit Cole's his launch angle from the bats, and gave up a couple home runs early in the game. But nonetheless, the Yankees come back and roar to a big victory yesterday against the Rays. So we did not cash any tickets there. Are you seeing anything tonight in this game that makes you play one side or total here?
I think the side is the Rays. It's a similar game matchup as the Oakland A's situation is. The Rays are a very good team just by their record, win-loss record. Glasnow has pitched pretty decently. He has a much better launch angle of 13.4 degrees, average exit velocity of 90 miles an hour, which is average. But, you know, when you're going against a power-hitting team, you want to keep the ball down the zone, right? And a 13.4 launch angle is certainly much better than what Garcia has at 23. 23 are the balls that leave the park and end up on somebody's mantle. So in that matchup, I think looking at the, you know, these types of statistics, not the team trends, I think it definitely favors the Rays to bounce back with a big win.
Tampa Bay against the Yankees today. I like it. Devin, any thoughts for you here in this game?
This is a pass game for me. But if I was leaning anywhere, Tampa Bay, just because of this Garcia kid being on the mound, no postseason experience, lots of fly balls given up by him.
Yeah, I'm with you on that as well. We got a starting pitcher in the San Diego Padres game, which was just announced a few moments prior to us recording, and that's going to be Clevinger on the mound for the Padres against Walker Buehler and the Dodgers. Dodgers minus 170, Padres plus 140, over under 8.5, shaded to the over at minus 115. Surprise, surprise. John, I'll throw this one again to you. Do you think the Padres and Clevinger can hold down the Dodgers tonight against Walker Buehler?
I don't see it. The Dodgers are just too good a team, and it's hard to imagine him even getting through five innings and then getting into the bullpen at that point. So I think it's a little bit of a risk for the Padres to have selected him. If it works out, it's genius, and they are set for the series, and it might be one of those that goes to full five. But I did want to just bring up one little thing here. So with the Dodgers, sorry for the delay here. The Dodgers are in a betting situation that I think is pretty good. It's to play on any team that's a very good offensive team, which I think we all agree the Dodgers are. And that's defined by 5 runs per game or more. And they're going against a good starter from the National League that has an ERA of 3.70 or lower. And after a game in which the Dodgers, in this case, allowing 2 runs or less in 2 consecutive games. So pretty simple. It's gone 152, 91, 63% winners over the last 25 years. $100 better has made $6,200 during that time frame. So that's a pretty good one to support the Dodgers in this play. And quite frankly, I mean, who's going to go against Buehler the way he's pitched? You know, he has the experience now. The Dodgers have won, I believe, 6 games in a row coming into this. And I don't see that train stopping.
Yeah, I'm on board with you as well. Listen, would I nibble if the Padres got above plus 150? Maybe. But at 140, I'm not really sure I see too much value there. Clevinger can definitely be shaky. And against this Dodger team, it's the last thing you want to do. Devin, thoughts for you on this one?
I think you guys hit it pretty well on the head there. I mean, it's this Clevinger decision is going to, I don't know, it's weird. So with that betting system that John gave out and then with this Clevinger situation, I don't know how you go against the Dodgers in this spot.
I'm thinking about the it. I'm definitely thinking about it.
Yeah. The game is in Arlington, and there's contrarians too, for a reason, which is a launching pad. Even in the month of October, it's still a launching pad. as opposed to July when it's 105 degrees. So I think that's a factor too in this game. And it's
heart factors matter. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that does it for the MLB slate for today. We will jump into basketball in a moment, but just want to remind everybody, if you're following along and you're placing some bets, come banter with us, see our official plays, any live plays as well. I'm at Iris Silver Magic on Twitter. Devin's at DALE007, like James Bond. And John is at John Ryan Sports 1. We got a great basketball matchup for us tonight, and that is the Miami Heat taking on the Lakers.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Lakers in the NBA Finals. Heat are +7.5 in this one, over under 219. John, I'll throw this one again to you first. I know you had a play on the Heat. You made a play on the series. Do you think tonight is the night it goes 2-2?
I do. I do strongly believe that. And I think this was one of the few times, and I might have mentioned it to you guys on the show too, where you can get a team that's 0-2 in the finals and bet them to win, and not a situation where you're hoping that they're going to win and you just did it just in case they do win. I think the message was one of the biggest messages I've ever seen sent by a team in NBA playoffs that I can remember. And you know, I've seen a lot of them. So the way Butler played and the fact that LeBron couldn't guard him worth a darn during the whole game. And I think you saw near the end of the game during a timeout, Butler came off the court mouthing, "They're in trouble. They're in trouble." And I think that is more than true. The one screen play that they were running that Van Gundy was trying to explain to the world went over my head. I don't know if it went over your guy's head, but I lost him. But at the end of the day, whatever he said was right, and the Lakers couldn't defend that to save their lives. So yeah, I think you're going to see more of that. And the coaching, and I know Devin likes Spoelstra quite a bit. The difference between the coaching is vast. And I think that was on display too in game three. And I was on Twitter. I did find a tweet where I did say, you know, 0-2, the Heat can still win this, and this is the time to bet them. And I think they are going to do it. And to recap why, you've had three NBA teams with three leading scorers of different names in each of the previous three rounds. So each round of the playoffs, they have a different high score, different leader, and the Heat did that. The previous three teams were 3-0 in the finals. They ended up champions. So, I can't argue that. You know, I got the Heat in addition to the other day at +850 going into tonight. And, you know, Jimmy Butler at +1100. I mean, how can you not take that for a couple bucks?
Yeah, I saw that too. I was thinking about that one this morning, actually. Jimmy Butler win the MVP 11-1. Devin, I'll throw it again to you second here. Give us your thoughts on tonight's NBA finals.
So I'm actually looking at the under of, I locked in 218.5. Right around this series, they've been floating around that number. First game, I think, went 213 as the total. I think this is a game where the Heat have a good shot at winning, but if they do it, they're going to have to play phenomenal defense, which they've done on a regular basis throughout the season and this postseason. And I'm looking for maybe a really poor shooting night from the Lakers. You saw them kind of fizzle out towards the end of this last game. So I'm looking at maybe that carrying over into at least the first half to help me get to that under.
Okay, great. Guys, we got to talk a little bit about some, maybe I have a couple NFL games I want to give out today, Tuesday, so you can maybe bet it early if you like the line. If you don't like the line, well, then just fade me. But I've been pretty successful in the NFL, and especially looking forward early in the week. And there's one game that really sticks out to me here. I'm not a big believer in this Indianapolis Colts team led by Phillip Rivers. I like what I've seen out of Kevin Stefanski and the Browns. And I'm going to go ahead and place a bet on the Browns plus 2.5. I bet it already for 2.5 units. I'm probably going to increase that size another half unit to 3. I'm going to place a money line victory for the Browns at plus 120 for another unit. And that is kind of where I'm leaning so far in the NFL. Anybody have any NFL games or, you know, disagree with my pick here?
I'm just taking a look at it here, Ira, with some of the betting flows here. I wanted to see how it was going here. So I agree with what you said, though. It is a line that really stuck out at me. Like, why in the world is that? Why is Cleveland a home dog? Even if it's 1 or 2 points, why is that occurring? Cleveland now I have at 2.5. I do believe it was opened at Indianapolis minus 1. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it opened
I apologize. I have Indianapolis at 2.5 right now.
Yeah, it's 2.5 right now.
Minus 1. Mm-hmm. My eyes went to the wrong game here. So far you have 50-50 money, but 77% of the money is on the Colts. So in Ira's case, supporting Cleveland, I think you'd want to see that the other way around, but it's only Tuesday. So a lot can happen between now and the end of the week. And there's a total of 983 tickets on the 20 books that I monitor right now. So that number will go up closer to 3,500, 4,000 by the end of the week. So there's a lot more that can happen there. Right now, I don't have enough information to really make an educated pick, but it will be one that I'll be studying the rest of the week, and maybe we can highlight on the show later this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Devin, any thoughts for you on this one?
I saw a really interesting tweet via Ralph Michaels and Wager Talk and Kelly in Vegas. Those guys and gal are phenomenal. They put out some really awesome data. It was a team that is at least a 5-point home favorite in the past, I think it was 10 football seasons. The over has hit at about 66. I can't remember the exact numbers, but it was higher than 65. So one of the games in that regard, I'm looking at this for that specific number. Jacksonville on the road against Houston, over 54. It opened at 52.5. So we got 1.5 of steam already. Bill O'Brien being fired is going to probably light a fire under a couple of the Texans players. And well, they already allow a ton of points. And then you got Minshew Magic on one side, and then the Jacksonville Jaguars give up a lot of points. So yeah, I'm going to go over 54 in the Jacksonville and Houston game.
Another game that really sticks out to me, John and Devin, is the Las Vegas Raiders going to Arrowhead, playing the Chiefs, getting 13 points here. I think this line is a little overinflated. The Raiders played a very tough game against the Buffalo Bills, who I think are contenders for the Super Bowl this year. This line's 13 right now. I think it's a little overvalued on the Chiefs right here. I think this line should be more like 9.5, 10. I'm going to go ahead and play the Raiders as well, probably for 2 or 3 units at plus 13. I don't think that they'll win the game, but I think they'll do enough to stay within that 2-touchdown zone. Anyone want to tell me otherwise?
Division opponent.
Sure, a betting system that supports that for sure.
Yeah,
it's gone 42 and 12 since 1980, which is a long time. So there's not too many plays per year, but it's still valid. And it doesn't come up very often, as you'll see why. So you're going to play on road underdogs of double digits, 10 or more, and are playing in a host after they covered the spread in two of the last three games during weeks 5 through 9 of the regular season. So the weeks 5 through 9 is the one that really clamps down on the number of games. But in doing so, it also increases the win percentage. So I think that clearly supports your notion that it's too many points because it's a road double-digit dog playing a team that has done very, very well. Yeah. It'd be interesting to know what the divisional record is. In other words, substitute weeks 5 through 9 and just do division, which I can do and maybe talk about later this week.
Yeah, absolutely. So those are kind of my two look-ahead games for the NFL coming up. Devin, I know you kind of want to maybe touch upon one or two NCAA games. We got some good action this week. I know you already gave out the over in the Red River Shootout or the former Red River Shootout. Anything catching your eye as of right now in the NCAA?
Yeah, so just to rehash the total on that, I am sticking with the over. I just did my math wrong on the episode yesterday because I gave out a score 30-35, but maybe it was the too much coffee or, you know, the Oklahoma public education. But there was someone on Twitter that, you know, liked the play but also corrected my math. So I just wanted to say I apologize to the listeners for my poor arithmetic skills. Friday night, I think we have a really good opportunity to make some money. Louisville -6. It's for some reason Georgia Tech's getting some steam, and now it's down to 4.5 to Louisville as the road favorite. Georgia Tech's a very, 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 very young team, and they're probably going to be down 7 guys this game. They don't have depth to begin with. And one thing I think it's going to come down to is penalties per game and also conversion within the red zone. Specifically, you know, Georgia Tech is that they're called for about 10 or 11 penalties a game. Like I said, they're young. They're not going to have any, depth. So I'm looking for Louisville to go ahead and get the first half cover the full game. They got a really good coach in there, had great success at Appalachian State. So I'm looking for Louisville to bounce back. They've had a couple rough weeks. They got beat up by Miami, if I remember right. And then they didn't cover against a team that they should have. So I think this is a good spot against a young, depth lacking Georgia Tech team on Friday night. So get some money made before Saturday.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you here. I like that. I like that play a lot. Sims is obviously a good quarterback for Georgia Tech, but they are very young. I think he still needs to develop and develop within their system as well. I do like the Cardinals. I do like their quarterback as well. I think that they are much better than 4.5-point favorites here in this one, and I'm going to ride with you on that one as well. John, any final thoughts before we say goodbye to everybody? I know it's a kind of a short show today, but not too much to cover. We'll have a very long episode, I'm sure, on Thursday or Friday regarding the NFL and NCAA as well.
I guess the number one thing to do if you like the metrics I have, just keep checking the Twitter and follow me, obviously. Devin and Ira do a great job of retweeting my stuff, too, in case you're not there right when I release it. But as we get closer and closer to Saturday, there'll be more and more individual team-specific trends and situations I'll share with everybody. That hopefully, you know, gives you a head start and some eye-opening information to make you pick better bets.
And, yeah, absolutely.
I think that's what we're all about here.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. It's just about getting good information, making solid plays. You know, you're going to win, you're going to lose. Hopefully we win more than we lose. But as long as we have the insight and the good information and the good trends and things like that, that's really what matters because it's not about your performance. It's about the process, right? If you are just winning and you don't know why, or you just like a side because they're your favorite team, that's not what betting is about. Betting is about getting value. Like we're taking the Marlins today because there's value on the number. right? Like, we're not taking them because we think that they, oh, they should win this game. No, because Vegas is obviously saying that Atlanta Braves are a big $2 favorite or more, right? So why are we taking the Marlins? Because there's a lot of value there. Anyways, that's all for us today. I'm at Ira Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007. John is at John Ryan Sports 1 on Twitter. Follow us along. Rate us 5 stars. Leave a review. We'd love to hear from you guys. Thank you. Let's go win some money, and we'll see you next time.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.